This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, my brothers and sisters, the topic of my lecture is meet your creator, meet our creator. 1457 years ago, today we are in 2022, which is 1444 Hijri. So 1457 years ago, a window opened in the heavens and God spoke to man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his word, his revelation to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam through his angel Jibreel alayhi salam. And that word was, read. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the first words of the revelation of the Quran which were revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, which means read, in the name of your Rabb, the name of your Lord, your Creator, your Sustainer, your Maintainer, your Protector. This, the word Rabb is a combination of all of these qualities and more. Read in the name of your Rabb who created all that exists. He created humans from a clot. Read, and your Rabb is the most generous. He taught by the pen. He taught man, meaning mankind, humans, that which he knew not. What was there to read when these ayat were revealed? When these words of revelation were revealed and Allah is commanding and saying, read, what was there to read? Remember, the command was not brought in the form of a written piece of paper. The command was the spoken word. What was there to read? The clue is in the ayah itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, read in the name of your Rabb who created everything that exists. One of the great scholars of Islam, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullah alayhi, said that this refers to the entire creation, the kainat, the universe. Read the signs. The word ayah means sign. It is wrongly translated as verse. It also means verse in some contexts, but in the case of the Quran, ayah means sign. Read the signs of Allah in His creation. Look at the creatures and recognize the Creator. Take one. Such a miracle is a salmon. Of the 4,000 or so eggs that a female sockeye deposits in the Adams River in British Columbia, which is the most famous salmon run, only two will survive long enough to start a new generation. Two out of 4,000. Those eggs hide deep in the gravel banks of the river to avoid freezing in the winter. Once hatched, the young salmon swim downstream to the lake where they spend a year maturing. Then they swim 500 kilometers down the Thompson and Fraser rivers to the ocean, where their freshwater tissues and organs transform for life in a salty ocean. Can you just think about that? Everything is transforming inside the body. For 3 years, these sockeye salmon navigate way out into the middle of the world's largest ocean, the Pacific. They go as far north as the Aleutian Islands and Alaska. Then they come all the way back down to the Fraser River, where they do a second conversion of their organs and they become freshwater fish again. Those salmon swim 500 kilometers back upstream, somehow sifting traces of their home river's unique chemical mix out of the turmoil of human waste and industrial pollutants and the runoff of hundreds of other streams as they head for where they were born. They haven't eaten since they left salt water. They've lost their silvery scales. Their mouths have developed hooked beaks like the eagles. Their backs have turned deep red. They have only one goal, a single-minded dedication to reach their own home stream, their own stretch of gravel, and start a new cycle of birth and life and death. We know this happens. We don't know how. We don't know how a fish can turn from being a freshwater fish to a saltwater fish and back to being a freshwater fish. Anyone who has a saltwater aquarium knows what will happen to the fish if they fill the aquarium with tap water. Next time you eat salmon, reflect on the miracle that it is and the one who created that miracle so that you may recognize him as you enjoy his bounty. Jalla Jalaluhu, the glorious and magnificent is Allah. To live thankfully and thoughtfully is to live Islam. The Quran is a book of signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious and magnificent, told us about this when he said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and day, there are indeed signs for people of understanding. Understanding is more than intelligence, because to understand means and implies that not only do you understand the situation, but also what caused it, what is likely to affect it and affect you, and what you need to do to make that effect positive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the creation and all that it contains, both the objects and the processes, the creation and the alternation of day and night, his signs. What is a sign and how is it different from a picture? A sign has a meaning. It points to something. It permits or prohibits something. And it promises consequences. A picture can be pretty or not. It can be simple or complex, but it is inert. It is simply there. You can look at it, appreciate it, or ignore it. There are no consequences. But that is not so with a sign. You ignore a sign at your own peril. Once there is a sign, you cannot claim ignorance. It becomes your duty to learn what the sign means. You cannot go through a red light and then claim that you thought it was Christmas decoration. You will still get a ticket or worse. Ignorance is not defense in law. Signs help us to understand the law, and they are the guardrail at the edge of the precipice. Let us see another one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs, water, which we take for granted. Water is an amazing and literally an out-of-this-world substance. When you drink water next time, think about this, that you are looking at a substance which is perhaps 5 billion years old or more. When the earth was forming, water came to the earth in the form of a storm. Can you imagine a storm so massive that its remnants are every drop of water on the face of the earth that you see today. Every river, every ocean, every lake, every pond, every stream is a remnant of that storm, the primordial storm that came at the time the earth was being created. The same water came to Mars and Venus, but did not stay. On Earth, thanks to its distance from the Sun and the Earth's magnetic field, which protects us from solar flares, and our thick atmosphere, water stayed and remained in its three states, liquid, solid, and gas. It has properties totally unlike that of any other liquid or any other substance. It expands on solidification. It is a universal solvent. It does not freeze solid when it is in a large body. It exists simultaneously in three states: solid, liquid, gas, water, ice, water vapor. It constantly purifies itself and renews its supply. It changes state from liquid to gas and back to liquid, and in the process it releases its salts and becomes consumable by humans and animals. Trees grow because of water. Our bodies are 70% water, and our digestive, circulatory, and other body functions work because of water. Practically all life exists and is sustained because of water. Where did this water come from? Why did it come? How much came? And remember, as I mentioned before, the water that came here a few billion years ago is still here. That is what you are drinking. That is what you are bathing with. That is what you are using today for anything. That is the ancient, critical, incredibly complex blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we pollute and waste without a thought. This is also the meaning of recognizing the signs of Allah in His creation, which you cannot do without using the knowledge that He sent us called science. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about water, أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتُقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ هَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah said, have not those who disbelieve known that the heavens and the earth were joined together as one united piece? Then we parted them, and we have made from water every living thing. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ هَيٍّ. We have made from water every living thing. Will they not then believe? Think about another one. It is hypothesized that about 4.5 billion years ago, there was another planet called Theia, about the size of Mars, which was on an intersecting orbit with us, and we met. That collision must have been awesome to witness. The result was that Theia's iron core sank into the young Earth's core, and most of Theia's mantle accreted onto the Earth's mantle. That is how we got iron, which is also a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He mentioned and said, وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. And we sent down iron with its great might, benefits for humanity. The impact is thought to have turned the earth's surface into a sea of fiery magma, and caused it to shoot out enough planetary debris to create the moon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did this 4.5 billion years ago. Imagine this happening today. The collision gave us the moon large enough to have gravitational pull to give us tides in the oceans, and at an angle where it reflects sunlight to give us light at night. And our months and more, and our months, and I must say for the Muslims, most importantly, our annual controversy about moon sighting. Life would be so boring without that, right? That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us not to worship the sun or the moon, but to worship Him who created them both. He said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرِ وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, and from His signs are the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. Do not prostrate to the sun or to the moon, but prostrate to Allah, who created them, if you really worship Him, Jalla Jalal. This collision also changed the tilt of the earth on its axis to 23.5 degrees. Think about this. It changes the tilt on the earth on its axis to 23.5 degrees, which gives us our seasons. Exact tilt to half a degree, not more, not less. Without this tilt, we would have had scorching heat while our side of the planet faced the sun, and then freezing cold when we faced away from the sun. No life could exist. Today, when we look at the fall colors of the oaks and aspens and maples and sunaks and other trees here in Western Massachusetts, something that people from all over the world come to see and marvel at, the glorious shades of yellows, oranges, pinks and reds, let us remember that all these are because the earth is tilted on its axis at an angle of 23.5 degrees. The tilt gives us our seasons with their temperature differences. Without it, no summer, no winter. Then ask why. Nothing is accidental, believe me. Ask why. Imagine our earth without water. No oceans, no lakes, no rivers, no rainfall, no vegetation, no life. Then look around yourself today. During the day, and look at the full moon in the night. Breathe the air, drink from clean, unpolluted streams. Sail on the ocean, run your hand along the polished golden wood of the gunwale of your boat, and reflect on the steel hull of your boat. Then let us remind ourselves that none of this would have happened without the storm and the collision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. No wood, no iron, and no water to sail it on. Today, as we live our lives, let us reflect on the storms and collisions we see or experience in our own lives, and remind ourselves to look beyond them to the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which there is only khair, only blessing. When we do that, it becomes the strength we need to face life and its trials, knowing that the one who sent the trial will also send the solution, knowing that the one who sent the trial did it for a reason, to teach us something that can only benefit us and which will be the means of drawing us closer to Him. That is the only closeness that matters, because it is the only one that lasts throughout our existence. It is our help and protection in this life and the means of deliverance when we meet Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, on the Day of Judgment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His knowledge, to knowing Him, and to fill our hearts with the glory and magnificence of His being, and to drive all the darkness of misguidance from our hearts, so that we recognize Him in His glory and His magnificence and His uniqueness, and know that there is no one worthy of worship except Him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.